While Sitka has been spared a direct blow from the recessionary economy nationwide, parents and others who testified before the assembly in support of Betty Eliason warned that the loss of quality daycare would force families to make some tough choices about work. Here's an excerpt of their testimony.
If they would close, it would put my family in a position where me or my husband would have to quit our jobs to stay home with our son until availability came available at another daycare center.
Our community needs to maintain and build capacity of childcare programs in Sitka. Having stability and options for parents to have reliable and quality childcare will only benefit our local economy and aid in growing our community infrastructure.
A licensed childcare facility also provides an economic benefit to the community through childcare assistance program subsidies. If the number of licensed childcare options in Sitka decreases, low-income families will have to pay more in childcare expenses from their take-home pay so they can work. This leaves them with less discretionary income or, worse yet, the difficult decision about whether or not to even go to work.
Betty Eliason is one of three daycare centers in Sitka. It has a capacity of 90 children, but due to the loss of its after-school program last summer and its inability to recruit a replacement teacher, it's now running at an all-time low of 26. Even so, representatives from both Search Child Care and the Sheldon Jackson Daycare said that their facilities already had long wait lists and could not absorb Betty Eliason children were it to close. Betty Eliason has always run on a slim margin since it opened 25 years ago. The building is city-owned. It was constructed with state grant funding and occupies a land grant from the Russian Orthodox Church. Board President Lucinda Campbell told the assembly that a perfect storm of increased insurance costs, decreased enrollment, poor staff recruitment, and a loss of volunteers had tipped the center into the red. She did not shy away from responsibility for the crises, any one of which, she said, the center could have survived.
Our management abilities as a board fell short for what the center had required.
But board member Marnie Chapman stressed that the center was not in a financial meltdown. She said that maintaining solvency was a way for Betty Eliason to keep the faith with its clients and the community.
It's tricky to run a daycare, and if you can give us more stability, that will give us an enormous chance to grow, because we need for parents to be able to trust us and enroll their children and keep their children in Betty Eliason.
Betty Eliason is working with the state to expedite licensing to allow it to accept children as young as 12 months in its program instead of the 19 months it's currently licensed for. Board members expect the move to boost enrollment by two children as early as February. As a result, their loan request to the assembly was for $36,000 to meet debt obligations and cover payroll for that month alone. Assembly members felt the request was too conservative. Cheryl Westover amended the motion to boost the loan to $50,000. That's when Jack Osment decided to pass the ball into the end zone.
I see no reason to add to their debt load, so I move to amend the motion on the floor by changing the word short-term loan to a grant from the Economic Development Fund and the amount to $100,000.
With discouraging national economic news and Sitka's recent trend toward decreasing support for local nonprofits, Osment's motion seemed rash and certainly unprecedented. Mayor Scott McAdams tried to bring it into perspective.
I think that this is a bold move, and certainly would really hit the restart button for what is a critically important community asset. I guess the one thing that I think about or ponder is the issue of equity.
McAdams said that the city was actively involved in assisting another child care center, the Sheldon Jackson Daycare, purchase its building. He said, unless we double the mill rate, we don't have the capacity to take on every nonprofit. Other assembly members had significant concerns. Cheryl Westover worried that altering the terms of the deal to that extent without public input was starting down a slippery slope. Reber Stein said he also was struggling with the scale of Osment's motion and suggested that a $50,000 loan plus a $50,000 line of credit would accomplish everything an outright grant would. But with $1.2 million available in the city's Economic Development Fund, the assembly slowly warmed to the idea of an outright grant. Stein moved to make it $50,000. Mayor McAdams supplied the rationale.
You know, it's like any other market. If you feel that the market is tanking, people pull out and it creates hysteria. I mean, I think if we were to issue a $50,000 grant today, and again, Reaver, I'm lobbying you as the maker of the motion here. If we were to issue this grant, it would create surety for the parents and for the people who are investing their time and children in this program.
The final assembly vote was unanimous in support of the grant. The assembly then agreed to bring back as a separate measure language that would allow Betty Eliason to tap into its existing $200,000 construction line of credit for emergency operating expenses. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.